Today's Cotton Newsline is One Cut. It features Brad Rippey, agricultural meteorologist with the United States Department of Agriculture. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Looking at the latest drought monitor maps, we've seen a very recent slight increase in drought coverage. But if you go back to mid-February, we actually bottomed out with U.S. drought coverage less than 20%. That's the first time we've seen that since the spring of 2023, where we briefly dipped below 20%. And it's a big improvement from where we were at the end of summer and into the autumn of 2023, when we actually peaked above 40% of the U.S. in drought coverage. So we've effectively halved U.S. drought coverage since the end of summer and early autumn of 2023. We do expect a pretty wound up spring in terms of weather patterns. I think we'll continue to see fairly active weather, most areas remaining out of drought, at least the majority of the country, as we head into the growing season. Now, again, what happens beyond that, a little bit more uncertain, depending on how La Nina starts to play out. Specifically talking about cotton, it's even better news right now. We have about just over 10% of the U.S. cotton production area currently experiencing drought. And if you specifically focus on Texas, less than 5% of the cotton production area in drought as we head into the 2024 growing season. So those numbers are even better than the national numbers, and it is reflective of the stormier weather across the South during El Nino. Now, a year ago, if we were talking at this time a year ago, we had almost half of the U.S. cotton belt in drought. So a huge improvement from the early part of the planting season, 2023 versus 2024.